So let's review. The Gemara continues citing various halachas regarding tevila, the nida's immersion in the mikvah, primarily halachas regarding chatzitza, something interposing between her body and the water of the mikvah. Nasna tavshala benav tavla va'olsala olsala tevila. If, after having prepared herself, a woman gave sticky cooked food to her son and then immersed, the tefillah is not valid because we suspect that the food was a chatzitza. And afagav the hashtalaka, ema berdriyani nafal, even if she checks and finds no chatzitza right now, we're concerned that there was a chatzitza and it fell off as she came out of the water. Hanirabde de kasilta, regarding scabs formed on the puncture wounds from bloodletting, it depends. For the first 3 days, they're not considered chatzitza because they're soft and considered part of the skin. After 3 days, they're considered a chatzitza because they're hard and not considered part of the skin. Liflof shebe'ain, regarding mucus in the eye, it depends. Lach in the chatzitz, yavish chatzitz. If it's moist, it's not a chatzitza. If it's hard, it's a chatzitza. And the Gemara explains. Emes ay nikri yavish, mishoa shemascha leirik. It's deemed hard when it begins to turn green. K'chol shebe'teicha ayin ein a chatzitz, b'shal gabe ayin chatzitz. Blue cosmetic powder of the eye depends. If it's inside the eye, it's not a chatzitza. If it's on the eye, it's considered chatzitza. However, she constantly blinks, even if the powder is on the eye, it's not a chatzitza, because the blinking caused that only a small and significant amount remains. If during tefillah a woman opens her eyes very wide or closes her eyes very tight, the tefillah is not valid because this causes creases in her eyelids and the water does not reach all parts of the skin, and it's a chatzitza. A woman should only immerse while standing in the regular way. She should not hold her arms too close to her body. But she does not need to be concerned about any skin that is concealed in the usual way. For example, she does not need to stretch out her arms away from her body. Rabbi Bar Avuna ruled, Nima achas keshura chaitzetzes. A single knot here is a chatzitza because the knot is tight and the water cannot get in. Sholish in a chaitzetzes. Three hairs knotted together are not a chatzitza because they do not form a tight knot and the water can get to it. Shtayim in yideh. It's not clear whether two knotted hairs are a chatzitza. However, Biechan ruled, Onu ein lono el achas. Only a single knotted hair is a chatzitza, but two hairs are not, because they too are not that tight. The Gemara cites the principle regarding chatzitzas on parts of the body. Devat Taira, as Rashi explains, Halachal Mesh Mesinai, Damamar, Sokadafei, Shirun Chatzitzin, Mechitzin, Halachal Mesh Mesinai, Midday Reis of the Halach is as follows. Rubai Hamak Berlov Chatzitz. Rubai Ve'enamak Berlov Enachatzitz. Midaraisa only if something both covers most of the body, and when it objects to its presence, is considered chatzitza. But if it does not object to it, even if it covers most of the body, it's not a chatzitza. However, gozral rubai she'ena makbid mishum rubai hamakbid, gozral miute hamakbid mishum rubai hamakbid. The Rabbanan decreed that even if only one condition is met, it covers most of the body, even if it does not object to it, or it's on less than half the body, but he does object to it and would rather remove it, it's considered a chatzitza because it resembles a true chatzitza in one way. However, loy gazrin and al miute she'ena makbid mishum miute hamakbid. If something is small and one does not object to it, it's not a chatzitza, and we do not say that it resembles a chatzitza where one does object to it, because he guf gzera v'anan nekem v'nigzer gzera l'gzera. Something small where one objects to it is only itself a gzera, and we do not make a second gzera upon a gzera. Rav rules nida bezmana in a tevelas ela balayla v'shaloi bezmana tevelas ben b'yem ben balayla. If a nida immerses immediately after the 7 days, as the halacha midai raisa, she must wait until nightfall when the 7 days are complete, because as Rashi explains, the pasuk says, Shibas yam ti benedasa, tehei benedasa kol zayin. She's tummy for the full 7 days. But after that point, on the 8th day or later, she may immerse both during the day or night. However, Biechanan says, Bein bezmana, bein shaloi bezmana, in a tevelas ela balayla, mishum srach bita. Even on the 8th day, she may only immerse at night, so that her daughter should not mistakenly also immerse during the day on the 7th day. The Gemara notes, Rav Hadarbei Rav retracted his position and agreed with Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara cites 4 opinions in the case of when the chafif is not done on the day of tefillah. Rav Huna rules, Ishe chafefes be'echad b'shabbos v'tevelis b'shlish b'shabbos, shekin ishe chafefes be'er b'shabbos v'tevelis b'matzah Shabbos. A woman may scrub and prepare herself on Sunday and then immerse on Monday night, just as she prepares on Friday and immerse on matzah Shabbos. Similarly, Ishe chafefes be'echad b'shabbos v'tevelis b'rvi b'shabbos, shekin ishe chafefes be'er b'shabbos v'tevelis b'matzah Yamtiv, shechali yisachar Shabbos. A woman may prepare herself on Sunday and then immerse on Tuesday night, just as she prepares on Friday and immerses on Sunday night when it's Matzah Yom Tov. Furthermore, Ishe Chafefes Be'echad B'Shabbos V'Tevelis B'Chamishi B'Shabbos, Shekin Ishe Chafefes Be'er B'Shabbos V'Tevelis B'Matzah Shnei Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechaliyas Achar Shabbos. A woman may prepare herself on Sunday and then immerse on Wednesday night, just as she prepares on Friday and immerses on Monday night when it's Matzah Yom Tov of the 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Rashi explains, done in Efshe, Mishi'i Efshe. We derive cases that where it is possible for the Chafifa and the Tefillah to be done close together, as on a weekday, even from a case where it's not possible for them to be done close together, as on Shabbos V'yamtiv. However, Rav Chisda rules, Kulu Amrinan Shekein Lo Yamrinan. Where the Tefillah comes out on Matzah Shabbos V'yamtiv, she may do the Chafifa days before the Tefillah, because Hechad Olei Efshe Le Efshe. It cannot be done on the day of Tefillah, because it is Shabbos V'yamtiv. However, where the tefillah comes out on a weekday night, we do not allow her to do the chafifa days before the tefillah, because hechad efshe efshe, it can be done on that day close to the tefillah. A third opinion. We do compare the cases and allow a woman to do the chafifa days before the tefillah, even during the weekdays, with the exception, however, of the following case. Lavar miisha chafefas be'echa b'shabbos v'tevelas b'chamish b'shabbos de'lematzah shneyam taivim shal Rosh Hashanah shal Achash Shabbos lesa de'efshe de'chafefas b'layla b'tevelas b'layla. She may not prepare on Sunday and immerse Wednesday night, because even on Matzah Rosh Hashanah, she may not do so. In that case, since the delay is so long, it's preferable that she prepare and immerse the same night. A fourth opinion, Darsh Mereimer, Hilchasak Rav Chisda Ukin Metaritz Rav Yemer. We're strict in both regards. On the weekday night, we do not allow an early Chafifa even of only one day. Rather, the Chafifa must be done on the day of the Tefillah. And on Matzah Shabbos of Yom Tov, we only allow a separation of 2 or 3 days from Friday to Matzah Shabbos or to Matzah Yom Tov Sunday night. But we do not allow a separation of 4 days from Erev Shabbos to Matzah Rosh Hashanah Monday night. The Gemara proceeds to inquire about the above-mentioned halacha. Isha Mausha Tachav Balayla Batitva Balayla. May a woman prepare herself at night and immerse herself that same night? And cites a machlekes. Mazutra Eiser. It's forbidden, as Rashi explains. We're concerned that since she's hurrying to immerse, she may not do a proper chafifa. Rav Chinna Misura Shari. It's permitted. And we're not concerned that she will not do a proper chafifa. I think Mar cites two contradictory rulings. Hilchas Isha Chafefes Bayem Vitevelas Balayla. A woman should appear during the day and immerse at night. And Hilchas Isha Leitach Avela Balayla. A woman should appear that same night. The Gemara resolves the contradiction. When possible, she should prepare during the day. But if she cannot, she may prepare at night and immerse immediately thereafter.